Hello, folks. I'm not going to be in a good mood today. I want to get that off my chest immediately, and I'm warning you all, I'm having a hard time.
Ron, those are the notes for the episode today.
Carolina, the worst thing that could ever happen to a person has happened to me, and I'm not being dramatic, okay? And I'm saying that in advance for any listeners who think, oh, Ron, so dramatic. A man who looks like that probably just drinks scotch and sits poolside with Tatum O'Neill. No, I'm a real man, folks, with a real blood-red heart that can crack at the slightest touch. And last night, I spilled hot tea on myself. And no, that's not it. It gets worse. You see, so I spilled the tea, and then I sat down to watch the cinematic treasure hunt I go on every night, the Antique Roadshow. But Baxter had taped over it. Rule number one, don't leave my dog Baxter the remote. He likes late-night HBO, and he's not scared to record it. He's completely stopped even considering that I'll see it.
Is that it? So you spilled
tea. I'm not done. This is what I'm talking about. You're ready to call me dramatic. It's on the tip of your tongue.
No, I was going to say, what a rough night. You spilled tea and your dog recorded porn.
Okay, that's not even the half of it, sister. Listen, you remember when I told you that great date I went on? It was about 2 days ago. It was with an old flame. Mm-hmm. Come on. Thank Carolina.
I know what you're talking. Of course I remember. You just said you had drinks with Diana Ross and that it was none of my business.
Exactly. Two nights ago, I had drinks with Diana Ross, my Princess Di, at the Sportsman's Lodge. We sang some tunes. We reminisced on nights at the cabana. I tried to hold her hand and she said, please don't touch me. And I said, all right. Things were going well. And then I left my number on a napkin. I kissed the napkin and handed it to her and shagged home. Now, what do you think of that napkin move, huh? Pretty breezy, don't you think?
It's actually something women usually do. They usually write their number on a napkin and then kiss it if they're wearing lipstick to leave a mark. So
anyway, after I left, I waited for her call, right? One Mississippi, two Mississippi. And then I tried her on her house phone and I left her some voicemails.
Oh, no.
I left her three voicemails for each hour that we were apart, for good luck.
Oh my God.
Some of them I did in funny voices to remind her that I'm not crazy, I'm funny. But last night it had been 48 hours, so I tried reporting her as a missing person. But you can't do that, it turns out. But I was concerned. I mean, I just hadn't heard from her. So I called her a few more times, and then she finally picked up. The heart breaking words she said to me so cruelly.
What did she say?
Oh, it was awful. She was so mean. And I think her exact words were, wrong number. This is the Henderson's residence. Please stop calling. You sound like a lunatic.
Oh, so...
Which brings me to the theme of today's episode, women. Can't live with them because they won't let you. I want to investigate. What are they thinking when you call them 30 times in a row? Why don't they pick up?
Okay, I actually am really excited about this one. So we're going to discuss the psychology behind heteronormative relationships, the woman's new role as a power holder in sexual advances.
No. We're going to rank them. This episode is on the top 10 greatest women. And it'll add some competition to this whole thing, and we're gonna pit them against each other.
Oh, Ron.
And don't make this a feminist thing just because you're not on the list.
That's not why it's a feminist thing, actually.
So we're going to go to a commercial break right now. And when we come back, we're going to have a special guest who's going to join us to help rank the top 10 women of all time. On our show today, we have Mr. RuPaul, a dear, dear friend of mine from the club scene in the 90s, and the host of RuPaul's Drag Race, a show I've never been asked to be on. But Ru, thank you for joining us here. with Carolina and I. And boy, we had some good times back in the 90s, didn't we?
Yes, we did, actually.
Do you remember that one club called the Dragonfly's Nest?
You know, I've been to so many clubs, Ron. I don't remember the names of them, but if you saw me
always there. So nice to me, and I really appreciate it. And thank you for being here. And we're today's show is on
women.
Women.
Yeah.
The top 10 women of all time.
Oh, I like that.
My list.
Yeah.
My list. But I wanted to ask you some questions. You're an icon in your own right. Mm-hmm. And you play with gender on your show.
Mm.
There's no question. My question is, can I play with gender, or will the Channel 4 news team make fun of me behind my back?
I'm sure they will make fun of you, but I think you'll have a more fun playing with gender. I think it's so important to flip your nose up at all the rules that society tries to put on you.
Well, you know what? That's good to know.
Mm.
And if I decide to have a little fun in that regard, then I'll know if they start messing with me, I'll mess right back.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they will mess with you. Most people feel uncomfortable with gender issues, and their response is usually to laugh or
to lash out.
Yeah, to lash out and to just have fun. But the whole point is to not take any of it too seriously.
Yes.
That's the whole point. Don't take any of it too seriously.
Look, Carolina, you don't take anything too seriously.
I take a lot of things seriously.
Like with the way you dress up and the way you look?
Yeah,
Because sometimes you walk into the studio and I'm like, really? You're going to wear that today?
Like, just my cardigan and dress I wore today?
It's just something to think about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rue, let me ask you this. What is your idea of beauty? For me personally, mine is a model with dimensions that match my favorite fruits.
Huh. What are your favorite fruits?
I love pineapples.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love cassava melons.
Ooh, yes. I don't know what those are, but it sounds delicious.
And I love the delicate kiwi fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah.
And with all that potassium.
Uh-huh.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about a banana? Yeah.
Do you ever get leg cramps? Cuz if you do,
I have
a banana.
Yeah, I don't. I don't get leg cramps.
So you're probably getting plenty of potassium.
Plenty of potassium. You know, what my idea of beauty has to do with, you know, I'll know it when I see it. I don't have a set judgment of what it's going to be before I see it. If I see it and I think it's beautiful, there it is.
Done.
Yeah.
No preconceived notions.
I try to do that, generally speaking, Ron, with everything. I try to keep my mind open and not sort of lock in to an idea.
I need to learn from that because I just get very close-minded at times.
No, we all do. It takes practice.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. It takes practice, though, and I have to remind myself of that every single day.
Well, that's good to know. So you don't feel you're fully evolved in that capacity.
No, just for today. I'm just trying to get through to today.
Amen.
Ron.
Yeah. Amen.
That's it.
Let me ask you this: you used to enjoy a party, right?
Oh,
what's the best party you've ever been to?
Okay, the last party I was at was the most fun. I DJed at a party in Ibiza about maybe it was 2.5 months ago.
Ibiza is outside of Chatsworth. Where is Ibiza?
It's in Spain.
It's
actually
in Spain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's in Spain. And they set up a DJ booth on stage for me to play these records, this recorded music. And on the stage, there was lots of space for me to dance.
Okay.
So I'd put a record on and go out on the stage.
And then you'd move your body.
I'd move my body, yeah. And it was so much fun.
Now, I'm curious, how many people, how big is this party?
Well, this party was on a cruise ship. I don't know how many people were there, but it was on the top deck of a cruise ship. Docked in Ibiza. And they flew me in there to do it. I finished that part. I was soaking wet.
Right.
From head to toe, soaking wet because I danced so much.
And it's a great way to shed the pounds.
It's a great way to shed the pounds. It's a great way to shed a lot of stuff.
That's what I do a Zumba class.
Oh, okay.
And, I've done it once.
Yeah. Well, that counts. Sure.
I wasn't very good at it. I was kicked out, in fact.
Why? Were you kicked out?
I'm not coordinated in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be coordinated. You just have to have fun. You just have to work your body.
What sort of music did you play?
I played, that's a great question.
Yes.
I played all Thriller, no Filler.
Whoa.
Hits
yep.
galore. One hit after the
another.
Other. Yes. From the
hit after hit.
Hit after hit after hit. From the 50s to today.
You just kept it moving.
I kept it moving. I don't have time for no filler.
I hear you.
And that's why I was soaking wet at the end of the day. I played everything.
How long did you go
I
for?
I was up there for about 3 hours.
Wow. What?
Yeah, 3 hours.
How long was your Zumba class?
I think it was 30 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry.
With a break at the 15-minute mark.
Hydration.
I took my own break. So...
Did you have fun?
No, I was embarrassed. Uh-huh. They all laughed at me.
Yeah.
And they were like, "You're a terrible Zumba person."
Oh, no.
My God.
Yes. No, talk not... about judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, they were not very nice to you.
Rue, what's your song? Do you ever like a backup song that always brings the crowd to the dance floor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back in Love Again by LTD. Do you know that song, Back in Love Again? You're too young for that one. It's from 1976.
Okay.
Back in Love. What's the chorus?
The chorus, the hook is actually this
guitar
thing.
It's probably Back in Love Again.
Yes.
I would think.
Back in Love Again. You know, the hook is actually, it's a guitar hook is the real hook of the song. But it's sung by Jeffrey Osborne in the group LTD.
Did you play Ain't No Stopping Us Now?
You know, that's one of my favorites. I did not play that one. It is on my list of...
Think about it next time.
I will. You know, I do play... Some of the contemporary songs I play are Britney Spears' I Wanna Go. You know, I Wanna Go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Britney, always.
Oh, yeah. There's so many. In fact, I have a lot of the songs with me right now, but we're not going to play them.
No,
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I love music. It's always been my go-to place for sanctuary.
Well, you know, I play jazz flute.
Oh, wow.
And it music speaks to all of us.
Yes, it does. Is it Bob, what was the guy who did
Bob Dylan.
Well, there's Bob Dylan, but the guy who did the theme to the
Bob
TV
Seger.
Show Taxi.
Wait for
him. Taxi.
Is
that a jazz flute?
It's very melancholy.
Yeah.
It must be a jazz version of a flute.
Yes, yes.
I would think.
What was his name? Bob.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh God, the brain is it just an interesting.
All
tool?
I know is the music for the Peanuts cartoon.
Yes,
that was done by Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Vince Lombardi.
I believe so.
Okay,
we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
Rue, let me ask you this. Mm. Are there makeup tips and secrets that you wish everyone at home could know, regardless of gender?
Actually, there aren't.
Okay.
No.
Because I'm not afraid to admit it. I wear makeup in my day-to-day.
Sure.
I just put on a little pancake.
Yeah.
And a light eyeliner.
Well, you're on camera.
I'm on camera, but even when those days when I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nowadays...
Lighting is hard.
With this old thing...
Yes.
You never know when you're going to get photographed.
That's right. As a public...
For those listeners, I brought my cellular device.
Your cellular device, yes. You know, you're absolutely right. And even on just in rooms, sometimes you're being recorded and you don't even know it. You know, there are the CC, closed caption...
Big Brother, Big Brother
is watching.
He's watching, and we've brought it all upon ourselves.
That's right. We've done that.
But Carolina loves Big Brother.
I like the idea that people are watching me just make breakfast and watch This Is Us, and try to put a pillowcase on a pillow.
Sure. Mm. Well, that's a generational thing. I think people who grew up after the Cold War are afraid of Big Brother.
Right.
I think younger people like being watched by someone because they feel safe or something.
It's a very weird phenomenon of people liking everything they do needs to be recorded to prove their existence. Almost.
You're absolutely right. That's it. That's
I don't necessarily like the phenomenon. However, I do have a friend of mine who's a sketch artist in courtrooms and he follows me around and just sketches my day to day.
That's very
interesting. So it'll be me at the dry cleaner.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I have hundreds of charcoal drawings.
Oh, I'd love to see some
in my house. I should do an exhibition, in fact.
That's a great idea.
Day in the life of Ron Burgundy.
That's a great, or like with the young kids, you could put it online. You can do an exhibition, an Instagram exhibition of these sketches of Ron Burgundy.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
Ron's just been handing them out to people on the street.
Yeah. Just to try to.
Yeah.
To raise my profile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So makeup tips. You know, I don't have any makeup tips. They're out there. This is the thing about people. You know, the secrets of the universe exist, Ron, but most people aren't interested in them. And so why bother, you know? Unless you, if you want it, it's there for you. If you don't, you know.
Leave me alone.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Okay, so I've got this list of the top 10 women. It was a hard list, you know, to go through. I mean, if you think about all the women on the planet.
Yeah.
So, but I spent a lot of time. I worked on it for about a half an hour last night. And I feel like I got a pretty good list.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read them out, and we'll just all have a group discussion.
Okay.
I love it.
All right.
So number 10, top 10 women of all time. Number 10 is Danielle Ginsberg.
Oh.
And she was the homecoming queen my senior year of high school.
What high school was it?
I went to Daniel Boone High School in San Diego. Daniel Boone, and it was right next to Sacagawea High School.
Oh, yes. I knew people from Sacagawea. You know, I went to Patrick Henry High
School. Oh, Patrick Henry. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. In Mira Mesa.
Yes, yes.
Is it?
Is it Mira Mesa? No. You know, it's been a long time, Ron, for me. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
So anyway, Danielle Ginsberg.
Love her.
Right? Yeah, love.
Yeah. I'm not familiar, but.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Number 9.
Why is she on your list, though? What is it about Danielle Ginsberg?
She just would walk into a room,
yeah.
and she just had real star appeal.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Danielle?
She, I think she moved to the Midwest. And,
Wow, it's a great
And that's the last I ever heard from her.
Yeah, from sunny Southern California to the...
To Topeka, Kansas.
Yes, that's an interesting choice.
I'm impressed she made the list, but...
Yeah.
She's if she walked in through this door, you guys would go, I get it.
Yeah. Ron, who would play Danielle in the TV movie? Let's say a Lifetime movie.
Right.
Who would play...
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, Kendrick.
She's sweet.
Yeah,
okay.
She's sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little visual for Danielle Ginsberg.
For the listeners there.
Sure, yeah.
Very much an Anna Kendrick kind of vibe to her.
Huh.
So my number 9 is Lassie. And I'll be the first to admit, my dog Baxter made me put her on this list. He's got a crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, there have been many Lassies throughout the years.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess it's not played by one.
Yeah. Is there a specific era of Lassie that appeals to you and Baxter?
Oh, gosh.
Because there's the, you know, there's the TV show Lassie.
Right, right, right.
The
movie
Lassie.
You're putting me on the spot here.
Well, you know.
I'm going to have to say the classic, the TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just have to say. I mean, the original.
Sure.
Just
crime-solving pup.
Was she a crime solver?
She was a crime solver.
But a vigilante?
Wasn't a vigilante. She was a helper, though.
She was just an incredibly smart,
very smart dog.
A lot of street smarts,
right?
Yeah,
and but I think she solved a lot of crime. I mean, it makes sense because Baxter's other two loves are Angela Lansbury and Mariska Hargitay.
Sure. Oh my God, Baxter and I have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
Love Angela Lansbury.
She's magical. Yes.
She's completely magical. Baxter sounds like a magical dog there.
And talk about a career, Lansbury.
Oh.
She's been doing it
forever.
From the get-go.
She arrived here in Hollywood. She was 17 years old, has never
stopped working.
Never.
Jinx, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, yeah. Never stopped working.
Yeah.
You know, I have the whole series of Murder, She Sat Down and She Wrote on DVD, and I play it every night before I go to bed.
Just as background kind of thing?
I do.
Or?
You know, I love watching Angela Lansbury.
Right.
Do her scenes. I love the scenes where she doesn't have any dialogue. What she's doing in the scene, when she has no dialogue,
right.
She's just there and she's reacting and you're watching her, steals every scene, even without dialogue.
Okay, number 8 on the list, Carolina.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Carolina's sister, Nora.
All
right. Oh.
She's a polite, lovely woman. She's really smart. I mean, if I could have her produce this broadcast, I would in a heartbeat, but she's unavailable.
I feel like it could have been just as easy to put me on the list.
So Nora Barlow.
Nora Barlow.
Comes in at number 8. She looks like she could be in some sort of Victorian, some sort of Merchant Ivory movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, very Jane Eyre-ish.
Number 7? Diana Ross.
Oh, boy.
Diana, this one's for you. Please call me back. I love you.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're talking.
Diana Ross.
Oh, my goodness. What a star. What a star.
I mean, I just explained this earlier before you came in. We were on a date 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
And I can't get a hold of her. But, yeah, wow. She's just...
How did you land a date with Diana Ross?
Well, I ran into her backstage at an event for dogs that help blind people.
Oh, okay.
Seeing eye dogs.
Yeah, sure.
And she was being honored. And I was there to give her the award, and we just started talking.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I said, hey.
Yeah.
You do anything tomorrow night?
Yeah, she's single, and you're
and
single?
And she said, yes, I am, yeah. But I'll be at the Sportsman's Lodge. I just happened to show up. So.
Yes, but, I know the Sportsman's Lodge. Yeah,
What a talent.
Yeah.
What a beauty.
Yeah. They don't make them like that
they don't.
Anymore.
They really
Ron.
Don't.
No. You know, has had 18 number one hits. Now, 12 of those were with another group,
okay.
But it was her voice
right.
as the lead singer of The Supremes.
The Supremes.
And then 6 number ones on her own.
Not to be confused with Taco Bell's Taco Supreme.
No,
right?
No, which is a delicious
little treat.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Put on some Motown,
uh-huh.
Have a Taco Supreme.
Sure. Have a Pepsi.
And
yeah.
Game over.
Game over. I'm a big Diana Ross fan. You know, I grew up listening to Diana Ross and just a huge talent.
And you know who else owes a lot of credit to Diana Ross? Mm. World famous painter Bob Ross.
Yes, Bob Ross.
Yes.
Yes, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace. Always used to say, I get a lot of my inspiration and my talent from yeah. Diana Ross.
Yeah. Well, Bob is a great talent. The role Ross dynasty
yes,
is great.
As strong as it as any dynasty will ever
yes.
be.
Yes. Yes.
Number 6, Dolores Huerta. She's an American labor leader and civil rights activist who, with Cesar Chavez, is a co-founder of the National Farm Workers Association, which later became the United Farm Workers. Huerta has received numerous awards for her community service and advocacy for workers, immigrants, and women's rights, including the Eugene V. Dubs Foundation Outstanding American Award, the United States Presidential Eleanor Roosevelt Award for Human Rights, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was the first Latina inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame in 1993. Fun fact, Huerta is the originator of the phrase, si se puede.
Wow, I can't believe you know all about her, Ron. Can we talk actually more?
Number 5, okay. Cheryl Teagues. Yes, Cheryl Teagues.
Cheryl Teagues.
I mean, yeah. She's smoking.
Oh, my goodness. I still have that poster.
The classic.
The classic poster.
In the one piece.
No, this is a bikini.
It's from the Seychelles Islands.
Okay.
She's in the bikini.
Well, what you know, and I've asked her about this. She signed.
Wait, you know Cheryl Teagues?
I know Cheryl Teagues.
No way.
She signed my poster.
Are you lying to me right
no,
now?
No, I'm not lying to you right now at all. I'm not lying. But when I spoke with her about
wow.
this poster, what I loved was there's a tendon. A muscle or something that's coming out, it's jutting out from between her legs right there. That is the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's she's got her leg sort of cocked to the side in this poster.
And it's a massive tendon.
It's a massive tendon that's
yes.
coming from between me down there.
Okay.
And it is.
Between me down there.
Yeah.
That was one of the clubs I think I met you at the between
yes,
me down there.
I love that club.
Yes.
Fabulous club.
I know exactly what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes. I have that poster.
Who would have thought? A leg tendon.
Uh-huh. Well, I told you earlier, you
yeah.
never know where beauty's coming from.
Right.
You just have to be there for it. And you have to keep your mind and your eyes open. In that case, it was a tendon jutting from between me down there on
one of the things I find most beautiful on a woman is the nostril.
Really?
Don't ask me why.
Yeah. Do you have like favorite nostrils? The first thing one that comes to mind for me
yeah.
is Tina Turner and Raquel oh, wow. Welch. They both have flared,
beautiful nostrils.
Right.
Beautiful nostrils. Do
yes.
you have any favorite female nostrils?
Oh,
Ron?
Gosh. Maybe Lucille Ball.
Oh, really?
Oh, I like her nostrils. Yeah.
I can't remember her nostrils.
Yeah. Patti Smith.
Oh.
Oh.
Not Patti Smythe.
Patti Smythe.
Uh-huh. Yes. She's got great... Great.
The rock singer.
Yeah, the rock
yeah.
singer.
Yeah.
Goodbye to you.
Right.
Goodbye to you.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love.
And she wasn't afraid to have a little armpit hair.
No,
going,
she wasn't. You're absolutely right.
Which can
right.
be sexy.
Yeah, I think so.
Number 4, Susie Q.
Now, which Susie Q are you talking about? Because there are several Susie Qs.
Well, the pastry cook.
Oh, yes.
She might have inspired the song.
Uh-huh, by Creedence.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, it's a pastry cook.
Oh, you mean the hostess pastry cook?
Well, she makes those little spongy chocolate cakes.
Yeah, they're delicious.
With the white, yummy stuff inside.
Yeah, Suzy Q, Yeah, she's...
The woman who makes those.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Not to be confused with Sarah Lee. She makes another
delicious... I love Sarah Lee, too.
Beautiful, beautiful artistry with the bacon.
And you know who's the sexiest of them all?
Who's that?
Mrs. Duncan Hines.
Yes, oh yes. Sweet talker.
Sweet talker. Duncan Hines is a sweet talker.
That's right.
Number three on the list, Tootsie.
Oh.
One of the greatest comedic actresses of our time. It's a real shame she only made the one movie.
The one movie.
Have you watched Tootsie?
Yes, hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, I missed the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes, but in that middle is amazing.
And brilliant.
Wherever she is, I hope she's listening. I wish her the best.
Yeah. Well, Ron, apparently they are making a Broadway musical.
Oh, about her life.
Yes, about her life. So you'll get more Tootsie.
There's
going to
be a lot of pressure on who plays the part of
That's
Tootsie.
That's true. Mm. That is very true.
I hope she comes to the show opening night.
I bet she will.
That'd be a thrill for the cast.
I think she will.
Number two, Xena, Warrior Princess.
Oh, yeah.
And she's one of the greatest weapons this country has. She currently is at Camp David, where she lives.
I love when she makes that hollering sound. When she...
I can't quite do it.
No. I think it has its origins in the Zulu tribe.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, which is really interesting.
And now my number one.
Mm.
Number one.
Forever.
Woman of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And this, there could be a lot of number ones out there, but I think I made a choice that everyone can adhere to. Mm-hmm. Judge Judy.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yep.
Now you're talking.
Judge Judy.
Oh, yes. I'm right there with you.
Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
She runs the courtroom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, who made you judge, jury, and executioner? Well, guess what? Judge Judy is all three.
That's right. She's all three. And she is fabulous.
She knows the law.
Yeah.
She's got a smart hairdo.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
always looks her best.
Always. The best lighting in the business.
Right.
And she's got a no BS filter, which is so refreshing today.
Absolutely.
Ron. This is a world of spin. You get no spin with Judge Judy, Ron.
No.
No spin at all.
You never will. You walk into that courtroom, and if you walk out, and I think you have to accept the verdict.
That's right. No, Judge Judy is the ultimate equalizer. You know the TV show, The Equalizer?
The Equalizer.
I believe it was based on the life of Judge Judy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
That's good. Carolina, did you know that?
No, I'm writing it down.
Why didn't you should have put that in the notes.
Okay.
I love Judge Judy. Watch her every single day.
And here's the thing. She's a real judge.
She's a real judge.
She's not just playing at it.
Yeah. There are a lot of TV judges who are not real judges. Judge Judy's a real judge.
If you had to go to small claims court, considering your notoriety, would you rather do it in private? Or if you had a chance to go on Judge Judy to settle your claim, what would you do?
Oh, that's an easy answer. I would go on Judge Judy.
I would too.
You know, because listen, I know that I would get a fair verdict.
Right.
And also, I'd be in the company of greatness.
you definitely would.
Because I think she is, for me, and listen, I've met a lot of stars, present company excluded.
Oh, thank you.
The thing is—
Carolina, he's talking to me.
Yeah.
I understand.
You.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not really that impressed with stars, but if I were in the presence of Judge Judy,
you get a little nervous.
Oh my goodness! Yes, I would.
You get a little.
I would. Absolutely.
Look at my.
You're shaking.
I'm shaking just thinking about hanging out with Judge Judy.
You absolutely are.
Let's go back to Ibiza.
Okay.
If you had looked out into the crowd and there's Judge Judy, just having the best time, would you bring her up on stage? Or would you let her have her privacy?
No. Because I watched Judge Judy, I know the answer to this. I would let her have her privacy.
The sanctity of having a regular life.
Yeah. And I would...
Well, that's a testament to you.
Well, I'd want her to have a good time. I wouldn't
want
to
just let her hair down.
Let her hair down.
Yep.
Take that judge's robe off.
Right.
And get soaking wet. I'd probably ask her what she want to hear. Now, I think my guess...
Right.
my guess from Judge Judy, what she'd want to hear. I think she'd probably
want Depeche Mode.
Maybe some Depeche Mode. And then she'd probably love some Motown. I think she would go with some Motown.
It's always solid.
Probably Shotgun by
Junior
Walker.
You know your music.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars, wow. Shotgun. I'm sure that would really turn Judge Judy out, you know.
I wonder if she'd think it fun if you played I Shot the Sheriff.
Ooh, which version? The Eric Clapton or the Bob Marley version?
Would say Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. Even though she probably doesn't smoke ganja.
I was going to say, but when she takes that judge's robe off, all bets are off.
I don't know if she would smoke the ganja because the clarity.
Just a huge spleef?
Well, the clarity of
her. As big as her hand?
Well, I don't think so,
okay.
Ron.
You're not picturing it.
I don't. No. You know, I just think that there's some purity there and clarity with Judge Judy.
Yeah, that's true. She's got to be on her game.
She's on her game. Yeah. And, you know, it amazes me when I watch it how she's able to pull up. I learned most of my Yiddish from Judge.
From Judge, absolutely.
I really do.
Yep.
She once I heard her say, "Listen, madam, this isn't a whole Geschichte story," and I had to look up what Geschichte means, which is
I don't know what it means.
It's an old grandmother's tale. It's a big, long story that goes on and on and on and on.
That's verkackte.
Yes.
In the end.
Exactly.
Sure.
So I get my Yiddish from Judge Judy.
You get your knowledge of the law.
My knowledge of the law. Because you know what I learned from her? You can't change a contract after an agreement has been made. You can't change the terms of a contract after an
agreement
has been made.
Carolina.
Thank you.
Take notes.
Yes.
Got it.
That's a Judge Judy.
This is going to come in such handy.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think
in case we have to sue these guys for back pay.
Well, now you know. Okay. Now you know.
RuPaul, we cannot thank you enough for joining us. We've gone through a very thorough and extensive list.
Yeah.
We got some insight into your world and how you do your show, your views on gender, etc. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ron.
And next time you're in Ibiza, drop us a line.
Please.
Will, sure, yeah.
Maybe I could help DJ.
Sure, yeah. What would you be the first song you played, Ron?
I would probably play a song that's not played at a lot of parties.
Uh-huh.
But the, oh gosh.
Oh, is it Steppenwolf? Dun, 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 dun. Steppenwolf.
No, it's the song from Animal House. A little bit louder now.
Oh, Shout.
Shout.
You make me wanna.
I play Shout.
Yes, yes.
Have you heard that song before?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I
thought
am.
I was the only one who'd heard it before.
No, it's a very common song to play at festivities.
Okay.
Yeah,
see, what do I know?
Big song.
I would start with Shout.
Okay. No, it's a crowd pleaser.
But maybe I should build up to that.
Okay. But why not have...
Maybe Blackbird.
Blackbird?
By the Beatles.
That's a somber song to dance to.
For a party?
Well...
But everyone's just getting there. They're trying to feel the vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lonely one, but yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're playing in my Zumba class. They started with Blackbird.
Wow.
Maybe that's why I was so bad at it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, once again...
Thank you
Our
so
thanks
much.
To RuPaul,
it was an honor.
And we will we'll be right back after this. And we are back. You're listening to the Ron Burgundy podcast. We just had a very stimulating, enlightening conversation with Mr. RuPaul, and now Carolina is here with our fact check.
All right. Well, today we did okay. I just have a few things.
Great.
The artist who did the Taxi theme is Bob James. The man who did the Peanuts music is not the legendary Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
It is Vince Giraldi.
Okay.
And the Equalizer TV show has nothing to do with Judge Judy.
Great.
Is what my research is telling me.
All right. Thank you for cleaning up the trash can fire. Well, here are my final thoughts. Women. Who are they? They're in our houses, in our supermarkets, in our movies, and in our coffins. But who are they, really? Where do these miraculous creatures come from? You guessed it, more women. It's like those little Russian dolls. We might never get to the bottom of the female mind, what it looks like, if it's pink or gray. But I think we've learned a lot about the female heart. And the male heart, specifically mine. Which, thanks to Diana Ross, is currently broken. But the joke's on her. because I will call her over and over again and drive down her street laying on my horn, because that's how you tell a woman you love her. This is Ron Burgundy, and thank you once again for spending your precious time listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Every time I move, I lose when I look in the mirror. And every time I turn around, I'm back to love again.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stumpf. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. See you next Thursday on the Ron Burgundy Podcast.